We're ready when the board is ready.
I mean.
Thank you for being.
Is that okay?
Yep, you're good. You even have a little further.
Perfect.
All right.
You need a new one? I have one. I was extra. We had 30 copies today.
Are we on?
We are.
All right, we are back on the record. The next measure on the agenda is 2015-2016 number 76, mandatory setback for oil and gas development.
Thank you, members of the title board. Madam Chair, this is Martha Tierney on behalf of the proponents, Bruce Mason and Karen Dyke, who are both present and who signed their affidavits.
And can you just start by telling us what is the single subject of your question?
Yes. The single subject of the measure is to establish a statewide setback requirement for new oil and gas development facilities.
Okay. And for the record, this is the group 76 through 79 for which you only intend to submit one first to circulate.
In fact,
76
through 83, 76 through 83.
Oh, through 83. Okay. All right, great.
All are variations on the setback.
Okay. Any questions from the board?
Not from me.
Is there anyone here who wishes to speak on the issue of single subject on these measures?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Elizabeth Titus on behalf of Scott Prestige and Sean Martini. On the single subject, we would submit that measure 76, and I anticipate I'll be incorporating arguments by reference to the extent they apply later on. Has multiple and distinct purposes. The first, as the proponents mentioned, is to impose a new setback or a setback for new oil and gas facilities. But this setback is from multiple different types of properties. One is occupied structures, and the second, and most troubling for the single subject requirement, are the areas of special concern. These include a number of things. I won't read them all, but they include intermittent streams, riparian areas, playgrounds, and permanent sports fields. And all these different types of properties are not necessarily related or connected to each other in any way. Also, if you look at the definition of area of special concern, it's not a true definition. It doesn't say areas of special concern means the following types of properties. It says includes. And so that definition is limitless. And as far as I know, although I'm sure I can be corrected, area special concern is not otherwise defined in the Colorado statutes or a term of art. So for that, the use of this area as a special concern constitute multiple and distinct purposes that I think would surprise the voter to know that they're voting for a new setback from occupied structures and all of these various types of properties. Second, if you look at Section 5, this measure empowers the state or local government to establish larger setbacks than the minimum that is required here. The result of that is empowering local governments that don't have that authority now to establish any setback that they want that would be in excess of the 2,500 feet. That new grant of authority is a separate and distinct purpose, and there's no limiting language on that authority. A local government could impose a setback that was so large that it could effectively ban oil and gas activities from its boundaries. And that grant of authority to impose those larger setbacks to local governments is a separate and distinct purpose. And this measure doesn't just include a setback for new oil and gas facilities. It includes a setback for new buildings and areas of special concern from existing oil and gas facilities. So it's a setback. It places a restriction on where you can put a new oil and gas well or related facility, and it also attempts to place a restriction on where you can build an occupied structure, construct a playground, or designate a stream. So that is also a separate and distinct purpose. And finally, I'll note that this prohibition included in Section 4 also does something else that seems unique and distinct. It imposes a duty on local governments not to allow the building of a new occupied structure or the designation of a new area of special concern. This is a duty on local governments. It doesn't necessarily I'm not sure how it would work, but it prevents local governments from doing something that they may not have the authority to even do, like construct a permanent sports field or any of the other various things that are included in the definition of area of special concern.
Could I ask the proponent something, if you're finished?
Yes, I'm finished, unless you have any questions.
So I consider number 76 through 79 sort of a piece. Two have a 2,500 foot limitation, two have a 4,000 limitation. Of those, two include this, in addition to sort of the setback, a moratorium on new construction. And so this sort of goes to all of them. And I was just hoping you could explain. I understand the setback provision, which is if you want to build a new well or engage in oil and gas production, you have to do so 2,500 feet or 4,000 feet from these types of structures and things. Is the sort of the inverse of that, which is you can't build near these activities, that you consider a setback as well, or is that something different?
It is a setback as well. It's sort of what the measure does is create sort of a I'm so bad at geometry, so I'm thinking of which is the right term, a diameter mm-hmm. around the oil and gas development for areas of special concern, occupied structures, and then new construction. So it all flows from, it creates one setback, but it's for different things from the oil and gas development. It's a setback for oil and gas development as to these other things.
But it also, I guess back to the other point, it creates more than just a setback requirement for new oil and gas development, because it creates a setback requirement for a new building going next to an old oil and gas development. So if I have one that's existing here and I want to put in an area of special concern or whatever, I have to set that back from that existing oil and gas development. So I guess my question goes to that single subject, because the setback isn't just for new oil and gas. So in a couple of these, it's for new development.
So instead of the word new,
Right.
It's a statewide setback requirement for
oil
and gas development facilities. Or from oil and gas development facilities, maybe is the better way to say it.
Okay.
Yeah. Something. It's not necessarily new.
You're right. That is a good point, Madam Chair. Maybe it's from oil and gas development facilities, and that captures new and existing as to the new construction.
Yeah, I mean, I think we just have to be careful with how we word it, because it does have to do with new something. It's just not, I mean, we don't want to give the impression that you have to take your existing facility and move it, but.
Correct.
If you're going to do something, some new construction.
It creates a new minimum buffer zone.
Yeah. Maybe a better way to put it than my diameter.
Okay.
Perimeter.
Perimeter. Just corrected you. Mr. Geometry.
Gertrude Eberle was a very good geometry teacher.
What was her name?
Gertrude Eberle.
Oh, Gertrude Eberle. Took you far.
Moving on.
All right. Do you have any other questions?
I don't. Thank you.
Do you have any? No. All right. Let's. Did you want to say something?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would just like to clarify that in Section 3 in the grant of authority, it says, the people of the state of Colorado hereby establish that all new oil and gas development facilities be located at least 2,500 feet from any occupied structure or area of special concern. So we are talking about increased setback for new facilities, new oil and gas facilities. That's Section 3. Section 4 talks about building of new occupied structures or the building or designation of a new area of special concern. So we're really talking about prohibition with regard to two separate things, new oil and gas facilities and new buildings and new areas of special concern. And I think, I'll just throw in my two cents on geometry, I think what we're thinking about here is a radius. Right? If the oil and gas facility is the center of the circle, it's 2,500 feet in any direction, right? And then we're having a different circle that is the new, we're setting a different circle around existing facilities, prohibiting new things from coming into that circle.
Yeah. All right, you want to do single subject?
Sure. I'm ready for a motion.
Sure, I am.
And I would move that we fund proposed initiative 2015-16 number 76, mandatory setback for oil and gas development, has a single subject.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All
right.
So moving to the question.
I think this does now raise the question of whether setback is the appropriate term or some other term should be used. Clearly, there is a new distance requirement, both for new structures built near existing wells and new wells to be developed near existing structures. And I just, maybe we can get some guidance from the proponents and the opponents about what the appropriate terminology is.
And I like setback because we used it in 87.
And maybe setback is the appropriate term.
Talked about a statewide setback requirement for new oil and gas wells. And the court upheld that. I think it's just that it's a little bit more than new oil and gas wells. It's new development or it's just...
I would just say, if we use the term setback, I think it would be fair to say an amendment concerning statewide setback requirements concerning oil and gas facilities or something like that.
Something like that.
And we're in favor of the use of the term setback. I think, as Madam Chair pointed out, the court looked at that in depth in 2014 as to whether that was a catchphrase or an improper term, and I think they settled on that that was the right term. So,
and I have read that case. I just don't recall. Was it the same that it was both a setback as to new facilities and a setback as to – it wasn't?
It was not.
Okay. That's what
so, but as the – in terms of the term, I think we can use that term, but I agree with you that we may need to expand the – or instead of new oil and gas, we should say from oil and gas development facilities. I think that might – work better. I also wanted to raise the issue about the very next phrase after the in connection therewith. I think it's a little bit misleading to say that it's changing existing setback. It is existing today, it's changing, but we don't really know what setbacks are going to be at the time this measure is adopted. So I wonder if we should just say establishing a setback, because changing existing might not.
We used it last time.
We did use that.
In connection there with changing existing setback okay. requirements to require any new oil or gas well to be located at least.
No. Why do you, well, maybe we can get there. I don't know why you need the changing existing setback requirements at all. I don't know why you can't just say requiring any new.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know either. I just wanted to point out it was
okay.
in the last question.
Fair enough.
And I think the thought on that was that there would be people out there who might not know that there are setback requirements
at
all.
And it would trigger them to go look. Or.
And I think indicating that at the time, I believe there was discussion around that issue, and that I think we decided that referencing existing did add a bit of value to the title in terms of voter notice.
And the other point I wanted to make is that the staff draft uses the term nearest in a number of places, and I think that that is not an appropriate term because, as Ms. Titus referenced, it's really a radius, and so it's nearest suggests that if you set back from the nearest, you're okay. But you can't just set back from the nearest. You need to set back from all that are in that.
We used it last time. I think that's why a lot of this appears again in the staff draft. Is
that,
even though
that's that concept, I think it is appropriate to say, for example, requiring any new occupied structure to be located at least 2,500 feet from the nearest active oil and gas development facility, because it means the closest you can be is 2,500 feet. That's how I read it.
I think I see what you're saying. That term can be sort of, you can use it to mean that it can be interpreted, I guess, both ways.
Yeah.
My concern,
but
oh,
we used
please.
It last time, then.
Yeah, I mean, that. I get that we could probably write it better. I just, you know, I always have to balance. Is it worth?
Sure.
Question for the board, and would welcome responses. This idea of an area of special concern, I'm not sure. I didn't know what that meant before I read this measure. I don't think that's a common concept. I don't know if it's worth specifying what that is in some way.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind specifying it. It's just the things that are in there are not necessarily connected, so it's not like you can say waterways. And then we got sports facility, you know. You'd have to list them all. I don't see a way to group them together.
Yeah.
I'm not opposed to doing it. I just think we got to just follow the
I think
the
it
language.
Can be done. I think it requires interpretation that it might not be appropriate for us to do. I mean, the special concern implies there's a reason for these. I mean, I think the common theme is these are the types of places we don't want, or the proponents don't want oil and gas facilities to be near. Mm-hmm. So I don't think they're unconnected in that sense. I mean, they're connected in the sense that you know, a drinking water source, you don't want to be polluted.
A playground, you don't want there to be an accident and kids to get blown up. I mean, you know,
either public safety
or health concerns, it seems like, is the connection.
Well, they're connected. It's just how do you describe them in a way that you can lump them together?
I have a suggestion for it.
Places where children play. Go ahead.
So it's something like requiring new oil and gas development facilities to be located at least 2,500 feet from the nearest occupied structure or area of special concern, which includes certain public areas and water sources.
Okay.
To me, first, I don't know if it's necessary. Second, it may require us to make an assumption, and Ms. Titus can weigh in on this if she wants to, as to whether we're implying that that includes as a term of limitation. And I'm not sure I agree with her that it necessarily means that other things can be added, but it's certainly an open question at least. And I don't know if we want to make it seem like we're really limited. I mean, I think in this case,
tracking language doesn't
hurt us.
Yeah, which is why I suggested the term include. But I understand your point. I just don't have any concept reading this what an area of special concern means. It could be a power line. It could be any number of things, and it's just unclear what this is intended to do. And I think what the measure is intended to do is, as you said, places where proponents are concerned about the effects of oil and gas, create this buffer. And it's specifying certain areas which the proponents believe do implicate those problems. So that's why I do think it's a significant feature of the amendment to in some way indicate what special concern means.
I think without definition area, well, even with definition, probably area of special concern is a catchphrase. I mean, it's designed to elicit favorable response, and it's vague, and just standing alone has no common meaning or application either, you know, legally or just commonly. I mean, I know that the board does not like super long titles, but the proponents crafted this measure in a way where they've used a very vague term and included a bunch of disconnected things within that term. And I think that all of them should be listed in the title, frankly. Because public areas, certain public areas and water sources, I don't know that someone would think that an intermittent stream is a water source. I mean, an intermittent stream goes away sometimes, and it doesn't provide water for anything. I have other comments as well, and I don't know if the board wants to entertain them now or later.
Well, I wonder if we just start with lines 1 and 2, because there is a lot to chew on here, and thankfully I think what we do here can be carried over to later this group, but... So why don't we start there? Because I think all members of the board are concerned with this new oil and gas development facilities language in the title clause.
I mean, to me, I think you just, for the ones that include Section 4, the prohibition on the new occupied structures, we just take out the new. For the ones that don't, we don't.
I agree. So here you would take out the word new, Stephen. And it would read an amendment concerning a statewide setback requirement for oil and gas development facilities. And I move that change on lines 1 and 2.
A second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Stephen, actually, you do want to keep the new on line 3.
Yeah.
All right, so moving to lines 2 through 4. If changing existing setbacks requirements appeared in the prior similar measure, I would think it's safest just to leave it in.
It did.
Yeah. And so the only question in my mind is whether here is an appropriate place to define area of special concern or use substitute language, or if we add a clause defining that, or if we just leave it as is. And my position would be, I think, instead of saying area of special concern, say from the nearest occupied structure or
certain
specified areas, including certain public areas and water sources. That's inelegant and should be revised, but that's what I would say.
If I might, members of the title board, we're looking it up, but I'm being told that area of special concern is a term that comes right out of the Colorado Oil and Gas Association rules. So it,
the COGCC rules or the
COGA? Yeah, sorry, the commission rules.
Still, I don't think a voter would know.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that is helpful, but it doesn't necessarily go to an average voter understanding what special concern means.
I stick by my thing. I would just stick with the language. I don't think it rises to the level of a catchphrase. I mean, yes, special, it sort of implies an important area, an area we're worried about, but that's consistent with the effect of the initiative. I mean, these are the areas that the proponents are concerned about. You know, as far as if we further define as you tried to before, it necessarily requires us, I think, to sort of interpret things. Like, I mean, I'm hesitant to read in something, and I'm sure the opponents would be hesitant to have me read in something like, you know, areas of special concern for public health or safety. I'm pretty sure that that's going beyond our charge. So I would just leave it as is, but
I just think special concern, you might as well just leave it out and just say in other areas. I mean, it just doesn't
specified areas.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking that, or from the nearest occupied structure and other specified areas.
Yeah. I mean, I'd prefer that to special concern.
I'm comfortable with that. Specified implies, if you want to know what it means, go read the initiative.
Yeah, okay, go along with it.
Okay. So you want to move the change?
I move the change as reflected on line 4 of the red line.
Is going to make it harder down below.
Well, I would just say specified area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. So here now we're looking at lines 4 through 6. And I would say requiring new occupied structures and other specified areas to be located.
I'm sorry, you're just wanting to make it plural?
Well, to get to the 2 or specified area. I don't know.
Well, you could leave it singular, I suppose. Requiring any new occupied structure and other specified areas.
Yeah, since some of the specified areas aren't necessarily occupied, I guess.
Right. Maybe I could ask this of the proponents. What does it mean to designate? Designate an area. I mean, would that just mean that you're designating a certain ditch as an intermittent stream? Because obviously a playground could be built. I just don't understand what this term designate. It'd be helpful to understand how that might work in practice.
You're looking at section 4.
I am.
What that intends is that there might be areas of special concern that are that a local government or wants to specifically say this is an area of special concern that we want the setback to apply to, right? So it might be something, the definition of special concern, or if special concern is not exhaustive on purpose, because the idea would be there probably are things that we haven't thought of that a local government might decide should fall into that. But it goes, as you pointed out, to, you know, sort of sensitive areas.
Okay, so maybe it just means setting aside the fact that maybe more public areas could be included in the definition should a local government want to do that. It just means, all right, we're designating a new public open space. We're not building anything on it. We're just designating
right.
It. We can't do that if it's within 2,500 feet of this.
I think that's right.
I'm just trying to figure out how to write that. I'd welcome other thoughts or comments. New occupied structure. Maybe requiring any new occupied structure or other specified area to be located.
How's that different?
And other specified area. Yeah, that's fine, I think.
Is that with that part?
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead. Hang on.
Thank you, Board. Elizabeth Titus on behalf of the objectors. I think the use of the word requiring is not quite right. It doesn't capture what Section 4 is doing. Section 4 imposes a duty on local governments not to allow the building of a new occupied structure or the designation of a new area of special concern. I don't think local governments occupy the entire field of who gets to decide maybe occupied structures, but what, you know, where an area of special concern might be. This only puts a prohibition, or actually a duty, on local governments. It's not a complete bar. If the state wanted to do something, it just says a local government shall not allow the building of a new occupied structure or the building or designation of a new area of special concern. If the activity is not within the jurisdiction of the local government, I don't think Section 4, the way it's worded, operates as an outright prohibition on that activity by other actors.
Well, every place in the state is in the jurisdiction of a county or something, right? I mean, they don't have to be incorporated, but counties are local governments. I won't get into, I don't know what jurisdiction would be like over, or if this even.
And I don't know that
applies to, like, you know, tribal reservations or anything like that.
State lands.
And there are some things that counties don't.
I mean, even if you're putting in a school or some kind of state property, you have to go through a local government to get a permit, to get building approval. I mean, it may be a.
This is a prohibition on what local government can do, not on what the state can do.
Yeah, but the state can't build something without local government.
I mean, what the legal effect of this is, I mean, it's really hard for us to know, but I think that it does, that it's, we're taking a leap in saying that it's a total prohibition based on the language of the measure. And I think that the language should more closely track what is set forth in section 4. I don't think there's any way around that. Thank you.
Sorry, if I might. This is Martha Tierney for the proponents. The concern I would have is that now you'd have to speculate on whether that's possible and what that might be, and putting that in the title would be inappropriate.
I don't know if it needs to be changed. If we were inclined to, we could say something like requiring a local government to prohibit any new occupied structure or other specified area from being located. Does that add, subtract?
Yeah, I guess requiring a local government to prohibit. Because I think in the school code, they have to take the plan to the local government in like an advisory nature. And then if the local government rejects it, I think they can still go forward with the plan, and the same thing exists on the building permit. They can either use the building permit staff or they can have their own inspector go in. So I know there's at least one example where the state doesn't have to, can override. And so if a local government said you're prohibited, it may be that the state could say, thanks, we're going to go ahead and build our school here anyway.
Right. And whether or not that's the case.
That captures that.
It does. In the very least, the way Section 4 is written is to focus on a duty of a local government.
Right.
Full stop. And by reflecting that, I think it can't be less accurate.
Right.
I think the changes are fine. Move that we adopt those.
Do you want to say something?
Sorry. I just had a from being located is awkward. I might say requiring local government to prohibit location of any new occupied structure within or less than.
They prohibit the location. Yeah, I mean,
fine by me.
That's okay.
Really like from being, so that's fine.
Say that one more time, Martha.
I think after
prohibit location of.
Yeah, it's something else, if I may.
I think the measure says building or designation, and building and structure sort of naturally go together, and designation isn't great, but I think it's better than location of. I mean, you're really talking about, we're prohibiting the building of any new occupied structure, or building and location of any new occupied structure or other areas of specified concern. I don't think building is used twice in the measure, and I think it's a more clear term.
We used located last time.
And we could use locating if location of is clumsy.
Local government, requiring a local government to prohibit locating any new occupant.
That's probably.
Or we could say requiring a local government to prohibit building of any new occupied structure or location or designation of certain. No, that doesn't work either. Never mind. Stop. Go back. Yeah, because building applies to certain specified areas but not others. Because you can build a playground. Okay. No, I'm content with locating.
Yeah, last time we said to be located.
Do we want locating instead of location of? Then do we location. What about any new occupied structure and other specified areas within 2,500 feet from, or is it less than?
We used at least last time.
Locating
at least 2,500 feet.
So then,
yeah, but this like provision wasn't in the past one. This is the new,
correct.
This is the new thing.
Yeah, but it was describing
with.
The same.
No,
kind
you didn't
of thing.
Like the from being, but why not requiring a local government to prohibit any new occupied structure or other specified area from being built, located, or designated less than 2,500 feet.
Okay. That's fine. If we're doing that, I think we can say built or designated.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right, because
yeah.
It's going to be one or the other.
And you want built instead of build?
Yeah, no comma.
I think I would say or before other on line 5.
Yeah.
With that, I'm pretty comfortable with that change.
I am too. I move the change as reflected on lines 4 through 6 of the red line.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And so I think that leaves lines 6 through 8.
Yep. And I've got one suggestion there, which is just to cut out a few words. I would just strike everything after the 2 that's after local government from require on line 7 and 8. Keep the 2. And then just say, and then just add, that's it, establish a larger setback requirement for new oil and gas development facilities.
My only nit there, and I don't know if this is relevant or not, is
because it's only to the structures.
Yes. Thank you.
a good point. I mean, we can leave it as is.
Yeah, I think we should leave it as is.
Okay.
I appreciate the attempted brevity, but... I wonder if we should change it to plural to require new oil and gas development facilities.
Yeah.
Because it's not, I don't think it's allowing a...
Well, we've been using the singular all the way.
We have, but here it's, I don't think it's, this sort of implies it's on a facility by facility basis. And I think what the proposal is saying is that they can create new.
I would just say any then instead of a.
Okay, then that's fine, any. Can we say to be located further than?
I think it's...
Or more than?
More than.
Okay.
I'm comfortable with those changes.
You want to move the...
I move the changes on lines 7 and 8.
Second.
Let me read it.
Might make one point.
Sure.
Elizabeth Titus, on behalf of the opponents, I think when it says require... any new oil and gas development facility, it implies that it could, to me anyway, it could be one or all of them, when I think the intent of the measure is to make a larger setback that applies to all development facilities. So to require.
The concern is you don't want it to imply that a larger setback can be imposed on a case-by-case basis. Is that right?
Yes, exactly. Maybe all instead of any?
Or just new oil and gas development facilities.
Or every.
Or just new.
Right, just take out any and just have it be require new oil and gas development facilities.
Fine.
All right, I'm going to read it. An amendment to the Colorado Constitution concerning a statewide setback requirement for oil and gas development facilities and in connection therewith, changing existing setback requirements to require any new oil and gas development facility to be located at least 2,500 feet from the nearest occupied structure and other specified areas, requiring a local government to prohibit any new occupied structure or other specified areas from being built or designated less than 2,500 feet from the nearest active oil and gas development facility, and authorizing the state or local government to require new oil and gas development facilities to be located more than 2,500 feet from the nearest occupied structure.
All right.
I move that we set the title for proposed initiative 2015-16, number 76, mandatory setback for oil and gas development, as it now appears on the screen.
I second the motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right, the next item on the agenda is proposed initiative 2015-2016, number 77.
Martha Tierney on behalf of the proponents, Bruce Mason and Karen Dyke, who are both present and have signed their affidavits.
All right, And can you just tell us how this one differs from 76?
So the only difference between this measure and 76 is the length of the setback requirement. It's the 76 was 2,500 feet and 77 is 4,000 feet.
Okay. All right, and I think we'll go ahead and incorporate the comments from 76 into the record for 77. So we don't have to repeat everything. Is there anything else anyone wants to add?
Madam Chair, I would just ask that the comments include the comments of the proponents and Ms. Titus, if she's in.
Absolutely, yeah.
Thank you.
Anything else anyone wants to add beyond the comments from the last one? No. All right, you want to do single subject then?
Yes, I move we find a single subject for proposed initiative 2015-16 number 77 concerning mandatory setback for oil and gas development.
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. So we should just need to change 4,000 to 2,500.
Vice versa, actually. But yes.
2,500 to 4,000. He was too quick for me. So now it would read an amendment to the Colorado Constitution concerning a statewide setback requirement for oil and gas development facilities and in connection therewith, changing existing setback requirements to require any new oil and gas development facility to be located at least 4,000 feet from the nearest occupied structure and other specified areas, requiring a local government to prohibit any new occupied structure or specified areas from being built or designated less than 4,000 feet from the nearest active oil and gas development facility, and authorizing the state or a local government to require new oil and gas development facilities to be located more than 4,000 feet from the nearest occupied structure.
All right. I would move that we set the title for proposed initiative 2015-16 number 77 concerning mandatory setback for oil and gas development as staff draft has been amended and as it appears on the screen.
I second.
And all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay, we're on to number 78. Ms. Tierney, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself? And
thank you, Madam Chair, members of the board. My name is Martha Tierney. I'm here on behalf of proponents Bruce Mason and Karen Dyke, who are both present and have signed their affidavits for initiative 78.
Okay, can you tell us the difference between 78 and 76?
Yes, the difference between 78 and 76 is that 78 does not have the section 4 that was contained in 76 regarding the prohibition of new structures.
For the record, we'll go ahead and incorporate the comments from 76 to the extent they apply to 78 from both the proponent and opponent, and I understand there may be a difference here in the single subject argument at least. Is there anything either side wants to add about that? No? Okay.
Nothing.
I move to find that proposed initiative 2015-16 number 78 has a single subject.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
So we could go back to the new oil and gas wells here if we wanted to.
I think we should.
Okay. Because we need to
that.
Yeah. Potentially set the questions apart from each other too. And then we got to get rid of
that phrase.
Yeah. Anything else you think we need to do, Ms. Tierney, or the opponent?
I think it looks good.
Where you're just warm lot four. We now only have two clauses.
there aren't any comments, I would move.
I'm going to read it.
Yeah, read it, and then we can just adopt it.
An amendment to the Colorado Constitution concerning a statewide setback requirement for new oil and gas development facilities in connection therewith, changing existing setback requirements to require any new oil and gas development facility to be located at least 2,500 feet from the nearest occupied structure and other specified areas, and authorizing the state or local government to require new oil and gas development facilities to be located more than 2,500 feet from the nearest occupied structure.
I move that we set the title for proposed initiative 2015-16, number 78, concerning mandatory setback for oil and gas development, as it now appears on the screen.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. That takes us to proposed initiative number 2015-2016, number 79. Can you tell us the difference between this one and 76?
Maybe the easiest is...
Yeah, I just like to incorporate the comments from 76. Yeah. So why don't you start by introducing yourself, though?
Fair enough. Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the board. My name is Martha Tierney, and I'm here on behalf of proponents Bruce Mason and Karen Dyke for proposed initiative 2015-2016, number 79. Who are both present and have signed their affidavit.
Okay. Why don't you just run through the differences here between 76 or 78?
So proposed initiative 79 is identical to proposed initiative 78, except that it changes the length of the setback from 2,500 feet to 4,000 feet. And as to 76, it's the different length of the setback, and it also does not have this section 4 that was contained in initiative 76 regarding the new structures.
Okay. And then for the record, we're going to incorporate the comments from 76 as they relate to question 79, both from the proponent, opponent, and the board. I guess that's not a both. That's an all. Anyway. Do you want to make a single subject?
Sure. I move that we find a single subject for proposed initiative 2015-16, number 79, concerning mandatory setback for oil and gas development.
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. And this question reads, an amendment to the Colorado Constitution concerning a statewide setback requirement for new oil and gas development facilities and in connection therewith, changing existing setback requirements to require any new oil and gas development facility to be located at least 4,000 feet from the nearest occupied structure and other specified areas, and authorizing the state or a local government to require new oil and gas development facilities to be located more than 4,000 feet from the nearest occupied structure.
I move that we set the title for proposed initiative 2015-16, number 79, concerning mandatory setback for oil and gas development, as it now appears on the screen.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right. That takes us to proposed initiative 2015-2016, number 80, mandatory setback for oil and gas wells. Do you want to just describe the differences here?
Sure.
And introduce yourself.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members of the board. Martha Tierney, on behalf of proponents Bruce Mason and Karen Dyke of proposed initiative 2015-2016, number 80. The proponents are present and have signed their affidavits. Measure 80 is different from, I'll go back to 76, I guess, in a couple of different ways. It does not contain the section, does contain the section 4 regarding prohibit new structures, but it changes the term. Instead of using the term oil and gas development, it uses the term oil and gas wells.
Okay. Could you explain why? Are the prior initiatives, the ones we just discussed and set title for, more inclusive? Because I understand them to have included both production wells and disposal wells, but this specifically targets wells and production, both production and disposal.
This is a narrower definition than the definition of oil and gas development from the other
Facilities in those other proposals includes things that are apart from wells.
Correct.
So trailers and storage tanks and other things. Correct. I understand. Thank you.
Okay. On the single subject, beyond the comments that I'm going to go ahead and incorporate now, for the record from 76, for the board, the proponents and opponents, does anybody have anything they want to add on 80?
No. Elizabeth Titus for the opponents, not on single subject.
Okay.
Ready for a motion?
Sure.
I move that we find that proposed initiative 2015-16 number 80 concerning mandatory setback for oil and gas wells has a single subject.
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Did you already do the language, Stephen?
I didn't change the language because this is more extensive than just a copy-paste because there's other language here, but
okay.
If you give me some couple minutes, I can attempt to incorporate the previous changes that we made.
Ms. Tierney, you want to comment on how we would change one of the prior questions? What would we need to add?
So I think rather we would need to use the term wells instead of development or development facilities. And I'm sorry, I'm just reading the draft. So on line 3, instead of development facility, we would need to just use the term wells.
Yeah, you're looking at 76 right now.
I think I would actually
start
with the staff draft on this one.
You would? Okay.
There's all enough right. Changes in the language. I think we're losing more than we're gaining by
okay.
incorporating our prior changes, even if we need to make them again.
All right, let's go back to the staff draft.
Just so I can understand that comment, Mr. Gillander, do you mean there's enough changes in the measure or there's changes in the draft? I agree
that
the
staff draft is different. The terminology is different enough that I think starting with a draft that uses different terminology, we lose more than we gain by having the changes we've incorporated in already.
Okay.
In 76. I could be wrong. It's easier to my brain this way, but that doesn't mean it's right.
It's fine. It's interesting because I think that it strikes me that maybe two different people wrote the staff drafts for the first four and for the second four. I don't know that for sure, but they're different enough, even though the language of the measures are very, very similar. So it was something that caught my eye.
If we're going to language now, the first question I have is on the stuff before the first comma, actually, which is one of these waste disposal wells actually considered an oil or gas well? If not, my suggestion would be to change this setback requirement for new oil and gas wells to new wells associated with oil and gas development. But I don't know enough about the industry to know for sure if oil and gas wells encompasses these waste ones as well.
Are you asking if the...
I'm asking if either of you have proponents or opponents have an opinion on that.
Or what did we... Is this similar to 86 in the wells? In the definition of the well?
Or you're no? talking about
last time.
Yeah,
because last time we used the word well. I'm just wondering if it's the same text of the measure or not.
Well, it's not identical.
Yes,
but I mean the intent to use the term wells instead of oil and gas development facilities was on purpose. And so we would want to use the term wells instead of using the more expansive term, if possible.
Right. And I think what Mr. Gallander was saying is rather than specifying and each time saying production wells and wells
re-entered
used for the disposal of waste products associated with oil and gas development, simply say wells associated with oil and gas development, yeah. Which I think in Mr. Gallander's mind includes both production wells and waste disposal wells. I think I'm comfortable with that.
And that's the language we used in 87. Yeah.
The shorter language.
Okay.
Yes.
Get rid of the waste. And
we're comfortable with that.
Okay. Do you have any comments on that?
Liz Titus on behalf of the opponents. From my perspective as a attorney in the industry, oil and gas wells are very different from disposal wells or injection wells, as they're commonly referred to. Disposal well, as I think, is a common term in the industry. They're regulated differently. They're different things.
And I agree with that. I just wonder if well associated with oil and gas development is a broad enough umbrella term to encompass both production wells and waste disposal wells. That's all.
I don't think so, personally. I think with that, and unless you have enough knowledge to link the two together, that sometimes that there are these injection wells or disposal wells that are used in that manner, that I don't think it's within the common knowledge.
Let me rephrase. I mean, I don't know how these things work on the ground well enough, which is why I'm asking the question. I mean, do you have a waste disposal well anywhere where you're not also trying to produce oil and gas? I mean, I'm assuming it's used to get rid of byproducts of production. I mean, if that's not...
Yes, and they're not mutually exclusive of each other. I mean, the decision where to locate an oil and gas well is based on, pooling and spacing rules in a reservoir. The decision on whether or where you can locate a disposal well is based on other factors that, permitting factors and where you can just find a location, because it's, frankly, very difficult to do. So it's not, I don't know. I mean...
Sorry, I'm not sure I'm being clear. I guess what I'm asking is, but is there ever a disposal well that's out there on its own, not connected with production wells?
Yes.
Okay.
In my mind, the question is more what... the concern, I believe, in an average voter's mind is, what is this doing with respect to oil and gas type activities? I don't know if your average member of the public draws technical distinctions between production and waste. Now, those are very important distinctions in the industry and for technical regulators, but we're trying to adopt language that is, I think, as inclusive as possible without being misleading. And I suppose the opponent's position is it would be misleading. I'm not sure I agree with that or not, because I think associated with oil and gas production, waste is associated with it. And you have to do something with the waste. And one thing you can do is you can eject it back into the ground, either in that well or in a separate disposal well, I think. So that's why I proposed wells associated with oil and gas development.
The proponents would support that change, that associated with is broad enough to capture both the disposal and the production.
And I suggest using that. I know we'll get a chance to revisit that issue, perhaps with the benefit of briefing, in a couple weeks.
Is that a motion?
Well, no. I mean, it's a basis for making changes and then voting on them, if you're appropriate. So, in connection there with changing existing setback requirements to require any new or re-entered well associated with oil and gas development.
And let me start with this. Now, I wanted that. My concern was getting something broad enough to cover everything in the single subject. My inclination, and maybe I'm wrong, I'm not certain. My initial inclination was to leave this long phrase
the first time it appears, and then below just say, like, such wells, where we have to refer back. I don't know if that's strictly necessary to include it, but I mean, I guess it depends how important we think the details are. And if you want to cut it down further, I'm not necessarily opposed. It just wasn't what I had in mind originally.
In 87, which was upheld, they were really talking about oil and gas production, and we used the term well. So I think So I think we're probably, if you page back, that's the actual initiative.
It makes it longer, Jason, but I'm fine with including all that verbiage. It just makes it longer.
I just don't think it means anything to the voter.
Fair enough. Well, what was your proposal to shorten
again? Yeah, it was just using the same language from the single subject clause, so it would be in connection therewith. Changing existing setback requirements to require any new or re-entered well associated with oil and gas development.
I think associated gets you there anyway.
That's what I think. Again, we could revisit that in a couple weeks if there's strong reasons to.
Well, you think that, and then there won't be a rehearing. You'll be stuck with what you mean.
Promise?
No. It's happened to me before.
Okay, well, shouldn't say well. I would move, for now, the changes on lines 1 and 2.
Second.
Sure.
Liz Titus on behalf of the opponents. I think for consistency, we want to take out the word new on line 2.
That's true. Thank you. So I move now the change is reflected on lines 1 and 2 of the red line.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Sorry. That's all right. I just never know whether you're thinking or you just...
And then on line 3, I wonder if we should add a hyphen to re-entered, because that's the way it appears in the proposal. And I would move the changes reflected on lines 3 through 6 up to the semicolon.
Second.
What is a re-entered well?
It's a well that, as I understand it, it's a well that hasn't been used for a period of time and is being reactivated or opened back up. Do I have that correct?
Yeah.
In very layman's terms?
Yeah. Is that language okay? Re-entered, everyone's okay with?
Mm-hmm. I hesitated to try to put more meat on that because I think it's it would be difficult to further define it in a useful way to a voter.
So in the meantime, were we making 3 through 6 the semicolon? That was the motion.
Yes.
Seconded.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
So in lines 5 through 8, I would just replace the language nearest active oil and gas well or well used, I would say nearest active well associated with oil and gas development. Mm-hmm. Unless there are comments, I'd move the changes on lines 5 through 8.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And I think the same change on 8. Just from and through products, delete. I'm sorry,
a new.
No, it's just new well, sorry.
New well.
No, you want to keep the associated, I think. Since we have been. So you take out oil and gas. There we go.
You want to move the change, or yeah?
Sure. Okay. Move the changes on line 8.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. So I think the only thing is, so we use the modifier, the newer re-entered, and then we cut it from below. And I don't even know if we need to keep repeating associated with oil and gas well, or if we could just, if that's the first use, we just say like such well as we go down.
Well, I do note that re-entered does not appear in section 5. I don't think.
No, it doesn't. Okay. Well, I guess we don't need it.
Yeah.
We have an extra space on line 6 after area, Steve. I think.
And after then, on line 6.
Any? Looks good to me.
Okay.
Yeah. Nope. Go ahead.
Got a picture of 76 on my phone, so excuse me for looking at it, but I think we also changed be consistent. Instead of greater distance than?
More yeah. Than.
Oh. More than?
More than.
Okay. Okay.
More than. Thanks for catching that.
Since someone made us go with the staff draft.
They're consistent now.
All right, you can just take it out, Stephen, and I'll read it. All right, so the way it reads now, it's an amendment to the Colorado Constitution concerning a statewide setback requirement for wells associated with oil and gas development and in connection therewith, changing existing setback requirements to require any new or re-entered well associated with oil and gas development to be located at least 2,500 feet from the nearest occupied structure and other specified areas, requiring a local government to prohibit any new occupied structure or other specified areas from being built or designated less than 2,500 feet from the nearest active well associated with oil and gas development, and authorizing the state or a local government to require a new well associated with oil and gas development to be located more than 2,500 feet from the nearest occupied structure.
Right. I move that we set the title for proposed initiative 2015-16, number 80, concerning mandatory setback for oil and gas wells, as it now appears on the screen.
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. That takes us to initiative 2015-2016, number 81, mandatory setback for oil and gas wells. And Ms. Tierney, you want to introduce yourself and your client?
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair. Martha Tierney on behalf of the proponents, Bruce Mason and Karen Dyke, who are present and have signed their affidavits. Proposed initiative 2015-2016, number 81, is identical to proposed initiative 80 with the exception of the length of the setback.
Okay. And for the record, I'm going to incorporate the comments from 2015-2016, number 76, and 2015-2016, number 80, of both the opponents, proponents, and the board. Beyond those comments, does either side have anything to add? No? Okay.
All right. I would move that we find a single subject for proposed initiative 2015-16, number 81, concerning mandatory setback for oil and gas wells.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. So this one reads, an amendment to the Colorado Constitution concerning a statewide setback requirement for wells associated with oil and gas development and in connection therewith, changing existing setback requirements to require any new or reentered well associated with oil and gas development to be located at least 4,000 feet from the nearest occupied structure and other specified areas, requiring a local government to prohibit any new occupied structure or other specified areas from being built or designated less than 4,000 feet from the nearest active well associated with oil and gas development, and authorizing the state or a local government to require a new well associated with oil and gas development to be located more than 4,000 feet from the nearest occupied structure.
All right. I move that we set the title for proposed initiative 2015-16, number 81, concerning mandatory setback for oil and gas wells, as it now appears on the screen.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. That takes us to proposed initiative 2015-2016, number 82. Ms. Tierney, if you could introduce yourself and then let us know what the changes are.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the board. My name is Martha Tierney. On behalf of the proponents, Bruce Mason and Karen Dyke, who are present and have signed their affidavits for proposed initiative 2015-2016, number 82. Number 82 differs from number 80 in that it does not contain the section 4 regarding the prohibition of new structures, and it also is the same setback, so it's 2,500 feet. So the difference is just the deletion of the section 4 that was in number 80.
Okay. So for the record, we're going to incorporate the comments of the opponents, proponents, and the board from number 76 and number 80. Either side wish to add anything else? No. Okay. Do single subject?
Sure. I move that we find a single subject for proposed initiative 2015-16, number 82, concerning mandatory setback for oil and gas wells.
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. That takes us to the question, which currently reads, an amendment to the Colorado Constitution concerning a statewide setback requirement for wells associated with oil and gas development and in connection therewith, changing existing setback requirements to require any new or reentered well associated with oil and gas development to be located at least 25 feet from the nearest occupied structure and other specified areas, and authorizing the state or a local government to require a new well associated with oil and gas development to be located more than 2,500 feet from the nearest occupied structure.
I only have one comment on this, which is in the title clause. I wonder if we need to add concerning a statewide setback requirement for new and reentered wells, to make clear. I just don't know if, I mean, that's how we did it in the other two.
Did we remember to do the reentered in 80?
I don't think so.
Well, in...
It won't be in 80. It'll be in 82.
82.
Oh, sorry. This is 82. It'll 82, be in 83.
So it'll be in 82 and 83.
Right.
And reentered wasn't really a concept included in the previous proposals because it was a broader proposal. not just wells, but any facility. Is that something that the proponents or opponents agree with, object to? I just want to be consistent to the extent we can.
I think that we like that language there to make it clear that that's what it applies to.
Elizabeth Titus for the opponents. No comment on that addition. Thank you.
I move that.
All right, but on 80, I mean, this is identical to 80, right, except for the, I mean, isn't the reentered part of 82? 80 as well as this one.
It is, but this one does not include the prohibition on new buildings, just as the old, the...
Oh, which doesn't apply to, so you feel that re-entered applies to everything in this one and only applied to some of the stuff in 80, is that?
I think what we did in, if I might, Mr. Yarger, what we did in 80 and 81 was we took out new and re-entered, so it just says wells, because it also applied to
existing wells.
Yes,
because it was the
guy. Yeah.
So by adding that back in, it makes it clear that
that's
it's
right. Okay.
Yes, thank you. You said that better than I did. So I'm ready to read it in and move it if we're
perfect.
I already read it, except for that one, didn't I?
You did. And
except
so
for the re-entered.
New and re-entered.
Yeah.
Yep.
And hearing no objections, I move that we set title for proposed initiative 2015-16, number 82, concerning mandatory setback for oil and gas wells, as reflected on the screen.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
And that takes us to proposed initiative 2015-2016, number 83, mandatory setback for oil and gas wells.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members of the board, Martha Tierney on behalf of the proponents, Bruce Mason and Karen Dyke, who are present and have signed their affidavits. Proposed initiative 2015-2016, number 83, is identical to proposed initiative number 82, except for the length of the setback. So it's 4,000 instead of 2,500 feet.
And for the record, we'll incorporate the comments from 2015-2016, number 76, and 2015-2016, number 80 of the proponents, opponents, and the board. Any other comments beyond that? Then, as it reads now that, why don't you,
I move that we find a single subject, that proposed initiative 2015-16, number 83, concerning mandatory setback for oil and gas wells, has a single subject.
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. And the way the question or the title reads, it's an amendment to the Colorado Constitution concerning a statewide setback requirement for new and reentered wells associated with oil and gas development, and in connection therewith, changing existing setback requirements to require any new or reentered well associated with oil and gas development to be located at least 4,000 feet from the nearest occupied structure and other specified areas, and authorizing the state or a local government to require a new well associated with oil and gas development to be located more than 4,000 feet from the nearest occupied structure.
I move that we set the title for proposed initiative 2015-16, number 83, concerning mandatory setback for oil and gas wells, as it now appears on the screen.
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. That takes care of the public part of our agenda. I think we're going to go into recess and wait for our attorney. We're not adjourned yet because we'll be going into an executive session.
Thank you. Thanks. Members of the board.
Is Leanne on her way?